Chapter 6. The sons of Levi, Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. The sons of Kohath, Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Uzziel. The children of Amram, Aaron, Moses, and Miriam. The sons of Aaron, Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. Eleazar was the father of Phinehas. Phinehas, the father of Abishua. Abishua, the father of Buckeye. Buckeye, the father of Uzzi. Uzzi, the father of Zerahiah. Zerahiah, the father of Meraioth. Meraioth, the father of Amariah. Amariah, the father of Ahitub. Ahitub, the father of Zadok. Zadok, the father of Ahimeaz. Ahimeaz, the father of Azariah. Azariah, the father of Johanan. Johanan, the father of Azariah. It was he who served as priest in the temple Solomon built in Jerusalem. Azariah, the father of Amariah. Amariah, the father of Ahitub. Ahitub, the father of Zadok. Zadok, the father of Shallum. Shallum, the father of Hilkiah. Hilkiah, the father of Azariah. Azariah, the father of Seraiah. And Seraiah, the father of Jehozadak. Jehozadak was deported when the Lord sent Judah and Jerusalem into exile by the hand of Nebuchadnezzar. The sons of Levi, Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. These are the names of the sons of Gershon, Libni, and Shimei. The sons of Kohath, Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Uzziel. The sons of Merari, Mahli, and Meushi. These are the clans of the Levites listed according to their fathers. Of Gershon, Libni, his son, Jehath, his son, Zemma, his son, Joah, his son, Iddo, his son, Zerah, his son, and Jeatharai, his son. The descendants of Kohath, Aminadab, his son, Korah, his son, Aser, his son, Elkanah, his son, Abiasaph, his son, Aser, his son, Tahath, his son, Uriel, his son, Uzziah, his son, and Shaul, his son. The descendants of Elkanah, Amasai, Ahimoth, Elkanah, his son, Zophai, his son, Nahath, his son, Eliab, his son, Jeroham, his son, Elkanah, his son, and Samuel, his son. The sons of Samuel, Joel, the firstborn, and Abijah, the second son. The descendants of Merari, Mahli, Libni, his son, Shimei, his son, Uzzah, his son, Shimeah, his son, Haggiah, his son, and Isaiah, his son. These are the men David put in charge of the music in the house of the Lord after the ark came to rest there. They ministered with music before the tabernacle, the tent of meeting, until Solomon built the temple of the Lord in Jerusalem. They performed their duties according to the regulations laid down for them. Here are the men who served together with their sons. From the Kohathites, Heman the musician, the son of Joel, the son of Samuel, the son of Elkanah, the son of Jeroham, the son of Eliel, the son of Toa, the son of Zoph, the son of Elkanah, the son of Mahath, the son of Amasai, the son of Elkanah, the son of Joel, the son of Azariah, the son of Zephaniah, the son of Tahath, the son of Aser, the son of Abiasaph, the son of Korah, the son of Izhar, the son of Kohath, the son of Levi, the son of Israel, and Heman's associate Asaph, who served at his right hand. Asaph, son of Berechiah, the son of Shimeah, the son of Michael, the son of Baaseiah, the son of Malchijah, the son of Ethni, the son of Zerah, the son of Adaiah, the son of Ethan, the son of Zimma, the son of Shimei, the son of Jahath, the son of Gershon, the son of Levi. And from their associates, the Merarites, at his left hand, Ethan, son of Kishai, the son of Abdi, the son of Malak, the son of Hashabiah, the son of Amaziah, the son of Hilkiah, the son of Amzai, the son of Benai, the son of Shemer, the son of Malai, the son of Mushai, the son of Merari, the son of Levi. Their fellow Levites were assigned to all the other duties of the tabernacle, the house of God. But Aaron and his descendants were the ones who presented offerings on the altar of burnt offering and on the altar of incense in connection with all that was done in the most holy place, making atonement for Israel in accordance with all that Moses, the servant of God, had commanded. These were the descendants of Aaron: Eleazar, his son; Phinehas, his son; Abishua, his son; Bucki, his son; Uzzi, his son; Zerahiah, his son; Merayath, his son; Amariah, his son; Ahitub, his son; Zadok, his son; and Ahimeaz, his son. These were the locations of their settlements allotted as their territory. They were assigned to the descendants of Aaron, who were from the Kohathite clan, because the first lot was for them. They were given Hebron in Judah with its surrounding pasture lands. But the fields and villages around the city were given to Caleb, son of Jephunneh. So the descendants of Aaron were given Hebron, a city of refuge, and Libna, Jadr, Eshtemoah, Hilen, Deber, Ashan, Juddah, and Beth Shemesh, together with their pasture lands. And from the tribe of Benjamin, they were given Gibeon, Geba, Alamoth, and Anathoth, together with their pasture lands. These towns which were distributed among the Kohathite clans were 13 in all. The rest of Kohath's descendants were allotted 10 towns from the clans of half the tribe of Manasseh. The descendants of Gershon, clan by clan, were allotted 13 towns from the tribes of Issachar, Asher, and Naphtali, and from the part of the tribe of Manasseh that is in Bashan. The descendants of Merari, clan by clan, were allotted 12 towns from the tribes of Reuben, Gad, and Zebulun. So the Israelites gave the Levites these towns and their pasture lands. From the tribes of Judah, Simeon, and Benjamin, they allotted the previously named towns. Some of the Kohathite clans were given as their territory towns from the tribe of Ephraim. In the hill country of Ephraim, they were given Shechem, a city of refuge, and Gezer, Jokmeam, Beth-horon, Ajalon, and Gath-rimmon, together with their pasture lands. And from half the tribe of Manasseh, the Israelites gave Aner and Bileam, together with their pasture lands, to the rest of the Kohathite clans. The Gershonites received the following. From the clan of the half-tribe of Manasseh, they received Golan in Bashan, and also Ashtaroth, together with their pasture lands. From the tribe of Issachar, they received Kedesh, Dabarath, Ramoth, and Anam, together with their pasture lands. From the tribe of Asher, they received Mashal, Abdon, Hukok, and Rehob, together with their pasture lands. And from the tribe of Naphtali, they received Kedesh in Galilee, Hammon, and Kiriathaim, together with their pasture lands. The Merarites, the rest of the Levites, received the following. From the tribe of Zebulun, they received Jokneam, Karta, Ramona, and Tabor, together with their pasture lands. From the tribe of Reuben, across the Jordan east of Jericho, they received Bezer in the desert, Jaza, Kedemoth, and Mephaeth, together with their pasture lands. And from the tribe of Gad, they received Ramoth in Gilead, Mahanaim, Heshbon, and Jazer, together with their pasture lands.
They brought to the Pharisees the man who had been blind. Now, the day on which Jesus had made the mud and opened the man's eyes was a Sabbath. Therefore, the Pharisees also asked him how he had received his sight.
"He put mud on my eyes,"
the man replied,
"and I washed, and now I see."
Some of the Pharisees said,
"This man is not from God, for he does not keep the Sabbath."
But others asked,
"How can a sinner do such miraculous signs?"
So they were divided. Finally, they turned again to the blind man.
"What have you to say about him? It was your eyes he opened."
The man replied,
"He is a prophet."
The Jews still did not believe that he had been blind and had received his sight until they sent for the man's parents.
"Is this your son?"
they asked.
"Is this the one you say was born blind? How is it that now he can see?
We know he is our son,
the parents answered.
And we know he was born blind. But how he can see now or who opened his eyes, we don't know. Ask him. He is of age. He will speak for himself.
His parents said this because they were afraid of the Jews, for already the Jews had decided that anyone who acknowledged that Jesus was the Christ would be put out of the synagogue. That was why his parents said, "He is of age. Ask him." A second time they summoned the man who had been blind.
"Give glory to God,"
they said.
"We know this man is a sinner."
He replied,
"Whether he is a sinner or not, I don't know. One thing I do know, I was blind, but now I see."
Then they asked him,
"What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes?"
He answered,
"I have told you already and you did not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you want to become his disciples too?"
Then they hurled insults at him and said,
"You are this fellow's disciple. We are disciples of Moses. We know that God spoke to Moses, but as for this fellow, we don't even know where he comes from."
The man answered,
"Now that is remarkable. You don't know where he comes from, yet he opened my eyes. We know that God does not listen to sinners. He listens to the godly man who does his will. Nobody has ever heard of opening the eyes of a man born blind. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing."
To this they replied,
"You are steeped in sin at birth. How dare you lecture us?"
And they threw him out. Jesus heard that they had thrown him out, and when he found him, he said,
"Do you believe in the Son of Man?"
"Who is he, sir?"
the man asked.
"Tell me so that I may believe in him."
Jesus said,
"You have now seen him. In fact, he is the one speaking with you."
Then the man said,
"Lord, I believe."
And he worshipped him. Jesus said,
"For judgment I have come into this world, so that the blind will see, and those who see will become blind."
Some Pharisees who were with him heard him say this and asked,
"What? Are we blind too?"
Jesus said,
"If you were blind, you would not be guilty of sin. But now that you claim you can see, your guilt remains.